mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
I felt so lonely tonight. I'm glad you came to play my game. I wanna fuck you in the ass. I wanna come all over you. I wanna fill you up with sperm, yeah. And tonight, 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 I'll use my fist to penetrate you. I wanna urinate on your face. I wanna bark you like a pig. But tonight, 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 oh yeah, I wanna strap you to my bed. Oh, I wanna slap you till you're dead. I wanna shit in your mouth, shit in your mouth tonight, tonight, tonight.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now!
I enjoy watching animals rape each other.
I am Mr. Flexible!
Why does man have to have such a sweet record?
Nigga beats a tree and a hole and a slut with a pussy and a cat and a hole and a damn pot pocket between her damn feet.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great classique story for you today. This one was requested by one of you freaky deekies. Got an extended show, so sideshow freaks will be getting 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. We start things off, though, with two brand new Craigslist ads. I found these. They're in New York City. If you're a female in the area or a gay man, pay attention. This could be your dream date. The first one is for the gays. Fuck me and use my shit as lube, 26. I screamed it because it's in all caps. He really wants someone to fuck him and use his shit as lube. I'd like to start off getting fucked with regular lube, not the zesty Cajun variety or barbecue-style lube, just regular. And a condom, of course. As I get fucked deeper and for a longer period of time, my ass will get inevitably shitty. Inevitably. I want to find a top who's okay with this or is turned on by it. I'm not looking to touch the shit or play with the shit. I'm just looking to get fucked to the point of where it hurts a little because I'm getting it deeply enough that I get all shitty. This will make me feel really submissive and ultimately bring me to the height of orgasm I can host. I'm 26, white, 5'6", 133, with a tight-toned body and smooth chest and pretty nice ass. So there you go. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna, you know, shit fuck someone, do it over their house. Less cleanup. I don't want to be bothered with having to, you know, put down vinyl sheets and shit like that. All right, the second one for you ladies seeking female for golden and menstrual. Man for woman, 44. I love drinking directly from the tap. I don't swallow. And I love to clean a menstruating vagina. A menstruating vagina. Love the thought of swallowing your discharged eggs and keeping you fresh and clean. The least sexy ad ever. Swallowing your discharged eggs. No black women! Sorry, just a preference. have a place to play, be real, and respond with golden in the subject line. And a pick, please. So there you go. A couple of Craigslist ads for your Tuesday. Never heard the phrase discharge eggs in a Craigslist ad before. That's a new one for me. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I try to find just weird, disgusting, poorly written sex stories, and then I read them to you. A couple years ago, I found a Sesame Street-themed sex story. Specifically, this was a story that involved Bert and Ernie. It quickly became a fan favorite. And DV listener Devin requested that I read this piece of shit, or replay it. So let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
All right, here we go. Reality TV is not always real. Isn't that how Bert talks? Yes, reality TV is not always real, and we are the granddaddies of it all. My name is Bert, and when my buddy Ernie and I were asked to be on TV, we didn't have to think twice. The cameras came in and captured our lives for all to see, but what they showed couldn't have been further from the true hell that existed when the cameras were off. For our TV friends, I appeared to be in control, a bully even. But in reality, I was only a puppet to Ernie's masochistic desires. A toy for his delight. And so stupid. And more nights than not, I would be left in tears. The innocent hobbies that everyone was so familiar with turned into pain-ridden encounters, sexual games. Last night, I was sitting naked on my bed looking at my pop can collection when he came home. Ernie had been down at the park watching pigeons, as he often did, but there was no innocence in that act. He was looking for a prize to bring home. The front door slammed, and he came into the bedroom.
Bert, what the fuck are you doing?
He screamed.
I'm just counting my pop caps.
Get up!
I got up. I got up, shaking from the bed. Ernie went over and dumped all my remaining pop caps onto my bed and spread them out over the surface.
Stop crying, you bitch!
With that, Ernie reached into his nightstand and grabbed his rubber ducky. He always kept it there for times like this. He walked over to me and shoved the ducky into my mouth.
This will keep you quiet! Get on the fucking bed! Face down!
I know, my impression is spot on, right?
I stumbled a little and did as he told. When I got on the bed, I could feel some of the bottle caps cutting into my skin. The sharp sides on many were facing up, and with the weight of my body, they pressed into my flesh. I felt my cock beginning to pulsate. So much pain, but somehow strangely erotic. The harder my cock grew, the more pain, as the pop caps that were pressed against it began to rip into the soft flesh. But I loved the feeling. I began to squirm just to feel the caps scrape against my skin. Ernie walked up to me and smacked my ass.
I know what you want, he whispered.
Oh.
I know what you want.
I could hear a quiet coo as he pulled a pigeon out of his pocket.
Where the hell is this story going?
I then felt Ernie's finger probing at my ass.
How about some bird seed?
I then felt his fingers prodding deeper. He was taking birdseed and sprinkle it.
Oh, I know where the story's going now.
And sprinkling it across my body and pushing some into my ass. He gently stroked the feathers of the pigeon and set it upon my bare ass. I could feel it pecking, eating the seed. I was getting nervous as it got closer to my hole. At first, the pecks were incredible. Soft, gentle, and I could feel the pigeon's beak getting closer to my waiting asshole. And pecking. Digging a little deeper, and without realizing what I was doing, I let out a woeful sigh of delight.
You like this, you fuck?
Ernie screamed.
We're gonna stop right there for just a minute to learn about the number 12.
12.
To the story.
You like this, you fuck?
He grabbed the neck of the pigeon and forced its head into my asshole. I could feel the pigeon begin to struggle, and it started pecking harder, and he forced its head deeper and deeper into my ass. The pain was incredible. I could feel its beak tearing at the insides of my ass. God, it felt like it was ripping my intestines apart. So much pain! Then at once, I heard a crack, and it was over. Ernie had broken the pigeon's neck as its head was buried deep in my ass.
Do you like it now, bitch?
He whispered. I felt him pull the bird from my hole, and I turned my head towards him. I could not stop the tears from rolling down my cheeks. I looked up, and Ernie was looking straight into my eyes, holding the dead pigeon in his hands. The poor bird, now covered with blood and shit. He pulled the bird up to his mouth and placed its head in his mouth, sucking it clean. He reached down and removed the ducky from my mouth. We're going to stop again just for a quick moment to learn all about the letter V.
V. Vacuum.
Thank you, Mr. Typewriter. My favorite character.
Roll over!
Slowly I rolled, peeling away the bottle caps that I was laying on. Some fell away, others had become so deeply embedded in my skin that they never moved.
You want a taste?
He asked. No, I whispered.
Too bad, fag!
He screamed as he took the pigeon and forced its head into my mouth.
Tastes good, doesn't it?
I couldn't say a word, just lay there with this dead bird's head in my mouth.
Oh yeah, one more thing,
he exclaimed, and before I knew it, he drew back and gave me a vicious punch to the bottom of my chin, forcing my mouth closed, cleanly removing the pigeon's head from its body. As its blood dripped down my chin, Ernie leaned down and asked me for a kiss. I kissed him and felt him force his tongue into my mouth as he swept the bird's head into his own. As he pulled away, I could hear the crunching sounds as he chewed the pigeon's head. Then it was all over. With one swallow, the head was gone.
Get a fucking shower,
he screamed.
And wash your sheets.
With that, Ernie turned and left the room, slamming the door behind him. Now, with him gone, my mind began to think about all that had happened, and I could truly enjoy the memories as I began to stroke my hard cock. The end.
Yeah, there you go. That's your Sextastic Tuesday for March 6th, 2012. Brought to you, of course, by our great friends at AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item. That's 50%, 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. Pick out something you like, add it to your cart. When you check out, there's a little promo code box and our coupon code FREAK. You'll automatically see your savings. And they're going to throw in free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. Adam and Eve has toys for him, her, couples, movies, lube, lingerie. They've got all sorts of stuff. Look, if you want your woman to dress sexy, you probably have to buy the outfit yourself, right? Especially if you've been in a relationship for a while. I'm not going to spend money on that yet. Yeah. So just buy yourself a night. Look, they've got baby doll outfits, sexy costumes, panties, hosiery, and garters, plus bra and panty sets, corsets. You know, if your wife's a little fat, you know, suck that right up. Corsets will tighten that up. Body stockings, all sorts of shit. Go there right now, adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK for 50% off just about any item. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, while I'm plugging shit, you know, $5 a month is all it takes to sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow and become a super freak. Show your pride, support the program. I don't know. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, which is like getting 2 months free. Every week we do extended shows, like today's program, as a matter of fact. You'll get probably like 15 minutes of bonus show just for being a member. Plus, on Thursday, we'll be doing an exclusive program. Got a video cast for you. And you get full access to the entire archive of programs, which is like probably 1,500 shows at this point. Just hours worth of content. What? Years worth of content to go through. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, God damn you, TLC, my strange addiction is at it again. A woman who was once addicted to growing the nails on her hands has now... By the way, that's a bit misleading because I think she's still addicted to it based on the pictures I'm looking at. They're about... I mean, that thing's about, what, seven times the size of my penis, one of her nails. A woman who was once addicted... I guess that doesn't say much, does it? A woman who was once addicted to growing the nails on her hands has now grown her toenails to a staggering 4 inches. Again, seven times the size of my penis. Limiting her motion and jeopardizing her health. Known as Ayana, the 54-year-old black is... I'm sorry. Indigestion. Known as Ayana, the 54-year-old, is the latest quirky character to appear on TLC's show My Strange Addiction, on which she refuses to cut her curly claws, calling them her babies. They're just sexy and sassy. I am considered a long-nailed goddess, Ayana told the Lifestyle Network's cameras, much to the dismay of her godson Kuwait and her friend Vincent. As if Ayana's addiction did not already impinge. Is that right? Is that a word? It doesn't sound right. All right, she was recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, a disease which requires activity and exercise to beat. Not only that, but you gotta prick yourself, right? How could you do that with those fucking nails in the way? But the extreme nail enthusiast is adamant, despite what her family says, that she will fiercely protect her nails at all costs. Forced to walk slowly like a penguin on her heels and climb stairs sideways, Ayana rarely sleeps on her back because the blankets feel like a brick is sitting on top of my toenails, she explained. Furthermore, she can't wear socks or any other shoes except flip-flops, which she must endure year-round, changing only into tennis shoes when she can cut the end out of her foot. Yeah, she cuts her shoes, a big hole in her shoe, so the nails can stick out. Her longest toenail, she estimates, measures 4 inches. It might be longer than that. Like, her big toe, it looks pretty long. While her shortest toe is an unimaginable 2 inches. Frustrated by friends' inability to even play with her grandsons and her stubbornness when it comes to taking control of her diabetes, Vincent takes Ayana to a dance class in order to show the extent of which she has disabled herself. All right, let's take a listen. There's a clip here from TLC's My Strange Addiction.
54-year-old Ayana has over 15 inches of toenails and considers them her babies. But Ayana has diabetes, and her extreme toenails prevent her from getting the exercise she needs to stay healthy.
But her being active really keeps her further and further away from that real threat of diabetes. If she does clip her toenails, then she'll be able to do a lot more.
Today, Vincent is taking Ayana to a dance class.
You're going to die, bitch. Just clip your nails. Isn't this a ridiculous scenario? You are going to die. All you have to do to save yourself, though, is trim your fucking toes.
There'll be an A-plus for you fighting your diabetes.
How are you going to tell me to just cut my toenail? They're like a limb on my body.
No, they're not, because limbs don't grow back. Say, for instance, you get gangrene on your foot. Your foot is not going to come back. Toenails will grow back. That's the difference between a limb and a fucking stupid nail. Good fucking grief. You know, if you get gangrene on your feet, you're not going to have any nails at all. All right. So there you go. Jesus Christ. So stupid. All right. Second story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
Black people love me. You know why I think black people love me? Is because I'm so very white. I'm not trying to act like a black person. I think that just pisses black people off when they see white guys trying to act like them. taking their stuff, the way they walk and dress. That's your thing, black people. They also like me because I'm filthy. You know what I mean? Like, I've got a dirty mouth and I'm, you know, I think they respect it. I think black people really like me. Tim Henson, friend of the Negro. All right. I probably lost a few friends that way by using that term, Negro. All right. Yes. Let's get back on track here. A bicycle rider in a wide brim straw hat, which is a good look, who may have been working with the devil, held up a big knife and threatened to chop another man's fucking head off. That's in quotes. That's what a 74-year-old man told police happened on February 25th in the 2600 block of Booker Street in Fort Pierce, according to a recently released Fort Pierce police report. The man said over the past year, folks walk and bicycle like, quote, vultures around his block without any obvious destination. Now, this is coming from a 74-year-old man. These people could be going like 2 miles an hour, and this geriatric near dead would think they're whizzing on by. You know what I mean? And just because you don't know where someone's going doesn't mean they don't have a destination. He said they dislike him because, among other things, he did not party. What 70-plus-year-old parties? It's like a dog with his tail up, he says. When the dog's tail up, he's okay. But if he puts his tail between his legs, then another dog will come out of nowhere and attack him. See, I don't know what that is all about. I think if a dog's tail is up, he's more susceptible to attack, especially of the sexual variety, because when the tail is up, the asshole is exposed. If the tail is down, it covers the poop chute. Again, I don't know what that has to do with this guy on a bicycle attacking him. It wasn't immediately clear what that statement meant. The 74-year-old man told police a man on a bicycle rode towards him as he walked to mail a letter. That's such an old person thing to do. Mail a letter. The bicyclist, just send a fucking email. You don't have to leave your house. The bicyclist sported dark clothes, a wide-brimmed straw hat, and a nasty coat. I'll chop your motherfucking head off, the bicyclist is quoted as saying, as he held a big machete-type knife. All right. The man speculated the bicyclist had been working with the devil to get him in trouble. All right. The 74-year-old man said he used to laugh about the antics of the people in his neighborhood, but no longer believed their shenanigans were amusing. No, you start witnessing people on bicycles wielding a machete, that's serious business. I also think this 74-year-old man is full of shit, delusional, and probably, what's that thing that old people get? Suffering from dementia. All right, he didn't think the bicyclist would have lopped off his head and said the man never got off of his bike. Police also have no idea why the old man thinks that Satan was somehow involved. There you go. You know why black people also love me? Because I can say stuff like, you my nigga? You know, like the way black people say, you my nigga? Come on, my nigga? I can say it like they do. I'm one of them. I just fist bumped my chest like that with my fist. All right. I don't know. You know the way black people do. Dave is a drinker, a problem drinker. Some might say he's an alcoholic. Drinker Dave Marriott faces being kicked out of his local club because of his flatulence. Oh, yes. He also has bad gas in addition to being an alcoholic. Dave, 49, was hauled before the committee. What committee? The committee for the bar? After other members complained about the stink. He was told to stop or be barred. Dave, a member for 30 years at the Grange Villa Workman Social Club, oh, I see, said there's quite a bit of flatulence down at the club and they seem to be cracking down. Perhaps it's because women are now allowed in the bar. Fucking women ruin everything. But I don't purposefully blast in front of them. In fairness, it's not just me, but I'm probably the worst. In the past, pub landlords have given me a pint for clearing the bar at closing time, but I'm not proud of myself. I changed from Guinness to lager, but it made no difference. Perhaps a chemist can give me something. Dave said he held no grudge against the club and found the matter comical. The club confirmed it had taken disciplinary action. So there you go. That's what constitutes news over there in the UK. Important stuff is happening overseas. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. You know, I got an email the other day from a listener who was basically making fun of and calling my other listeners, you guys, idiots for various reasons. Now, because I think the reason why he did that is because, you know, a lot of times I will make fun of you in the stupid things you do. But honest, I got offended when this person emailed me. I wish I had his name in front of me. I think it was Eric something. And so now don't get carried away, but I did get a little defensive. And because honestly, even though I make fun of you and call you idiots for the fuck ups, just like you make fun of me when I fuck up, you guys have taken incredible care of me. I'm like a defenseless, weak child, maybe an orphan or something. You know, like those Sally Struthers kids in Africa where you give like 80 cents a day and then they can go to school and shit. That's kind of like what you guys, you Sideshow members, are to me. You're taking care of me. You're making sure I eat, and I appreciate that. I am a charity case. I understand this. So even though I make fun of you, that doesn't give you the right to make fun of my listeners, I guess. Does that make sense? Just knock it off.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose Cohen. Man, I am so fucking excited.
Shut up! I hate you! What the fuck is wrong with you, you retard? Okay, I'm sorry. I was just kidding.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Rose Cohen. Man, I am so fucking excited to hear that Corey's coming back with some shows coming up in March.
Yes, I am
my
too.
My birthday's on the 10th. I'm pretty excited.
Shut up. Some people were confused because when I mentioned it, I said Corey will be in doing some Distorted View episodes. He'll be in doing his show, Butt Fudge Sunday. But it'll be, you know, in lieu of a Distorted View episode, he'll be doing his program. So for those of you who miss Butt Fudge Sunday, which I know a lot of you do, I wish he was doing it on a more regular basis. But look, you know, Corey has a life. He has a real job and a family and all his other bullshit, stuff I don't have. So I want to kill myself. No, so Corey does. I'm so glad that he does the show when he can, and he obviously still loves doing it and loves you guys. So I'm looking forward to it. Later this month, Corey will be in doing some Butt Fudge Sundays.
Hey, Tim, this is Donatello, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. And yes, you figured out my secret. I'm a big flaming fairy, and I've got the HIV. But don't give yourself too much credit, honey. The signs were already out there for you to see. I live hidden away from society with three other muscly dudes who barely wear any clothes. I fight evil with an enormous phallic symbol.
Did you guys take turns shoving Splinter in your ass?
Try that, Mike.
He's a rat. I know you gay guys like to... is that what it's called? Felching? No, that's not felching. What the fuck is that called when you stick a rat in your ass?
That goddamn cartoon show always would videotape me when I was going to the clinic to get a PCR test. But since I am Paz, if you'd like the gift, you know where to come. That's right. Emphasis on the come.
Hmm.
Turtle power.
Thank you, Donatello.
Damn, Sean, your life.
I should find some, maybe next week on Sextastic Tuesday, we could do some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle porn.
Long Buck Buddy here. Just want to comment on a couple days ago, you had a story about, not brownies, Boy Scouts, some Boy Scout molestation. Typical for your usual stories, but yeah, I did have that kid that was 17, 18, probably still wearing that fucking Boy Scout uniform all the way through high school and probably till this day, so 10 years later or so. Yeah, real kind of weird-looking guy, kind of downsy. I don't think he'd be a child molester, but more along the line of kind of a stalker.
Right, I think that's pretty common, and that's why I mentioned it, is like every school had that one awkward, you know, senior in high school that was still into Boy Scouts and would wear his outfit. The other thing that is a shared thing where I've mentioned this and people have said, oh, there was a kid like that in my school, is that, and maybe that's just because I went to a white trash school, in elementary school, there was this kid with like a tear tattoo or whatever. Apparently, he lost one of his homies in a gang fight or something. But, you know, like what parent would allow that? You know, like a fucking 10-year-old or 12-year-old, not even 12, because we were in elementary school, to get a tattoo right under his eye, you know, like a tear.
Hey,
trashy.
Hey, Timothy Henson. This is Slap Choppy the Cuntard. And,
yeah.
I'm listening to the 24th podcast of February.
Someone should design. I was thinking about tattoos because I would love to get one. And, you know, I've been doing Distorted View since 1997 in one form or another. It's been a huge part for most of my life now. And so why not get a distorted view tattoo? You know what I'm saying? So I wish someone would design something cool, because I don't want the fucking tranny on my shoulder. I'd probably get it on my shoulder. You know what I mean? I don't know what I would want it to look cool. I don't want it to be, you know, some, you know, trashy looking thing.
And I've stopped right in the middle of the part right after where you replay the audio of the dramatic reading of a teenager's Facebook post.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the most fucking hilarious things you've played on the show so far that I've heard. And you got to either post a link to whoever that guy is or just play some more.
Yeah, I think there are more. I'll have to look and see if I can find some more dramatic Facebook readings.
Hey, Timmy Booth, Pumpkin Fucker calling.
Hello.
Calling in with a You Know You're a Freak When moment.
Okay.
The other day when you had mentioned about Taco Bell coming out with those new Dorito.
Yeah, I'm so excited about that. I don't know why. I don't even like Taco Bell, really. I mean, their chalupas are okay. I'm still a fan of the Mexican pizzas, which, you know, I don't think a lot of people experiment with that, but the Mexican pizzas are delicious.
Taco shells. All I could think of in my head was that guy that you played the other day, the black guy that was jerking off with Doritos. All I could think of is that guy's yeah. really going to love to fuck that thing.
Yeah.
So that's my, you know, you're...
How fucking unhealthy. You know what? It would be great if... Because, you know, a lot of times you'll see a Taco Bell and a KFC together. If they could somehow make a big Dorito taco shell and then inside it fit the KFC double down in there, oh, my God, that would be great.
That's great.
Like, the double down would be the taco meat and that taco. All right, a couple more here.
Jagu, Tim.
Jagu.
California.
Jagu.
Lifetime Sideshow Freak.
Jagu.
I was listening to the 221
Jagu.
Show. The sideshow portion you were comedian totally bombing on stage with
yes, I featured. I'm sorry, you didn't hear that because of the whole Jacko. So I was playing Lima. What does that mean? Does anyone speak Indian? On the sideshow, I was playing just an awful comedian who was bombing, and the audience was really giving him hell. But, yes, go on. No, not you.
A heckler that you thought reminded you of Patrick Melton. Well, if I'm not mistaken, that was Johnny B., who was a co-host with Patrick Melton on his show.
Yes, I think someone else called in. Or am I playing yesterday's voicemail?
God damn, Tim, you are so old. I mean, my God. No, I'm just fucking with you. It's BSP, the know-it-all,
BSP.
And I'm here with an arbitrary comment about dubstep. See, dubstep is just IDM for kids, and Skrillex is just baby's
Skrillex?
First Apex twin. That's all you need to know.
I didn't understand any of those words. What's IBM? Is that irritable bowel movements or something?
Hey, Tim, Ground F Sean.
Someone needs to explain dubstep to me, please. I mean, in a way that I can understand it.
Hey, Tim, Ground F Sean here. Hey, I don't believe you. I don't believe that you jump off a building in your dreams to wake up. Because we all know that when you die in your dreams, you die in the real world.
Well, I don't die in my dreams, you see. What happened? I realize that I'm in a dream. I jump off the building, and before I hit the ground, I wake up. You see?
I used to be afraid of my staircase, but not anymore. My little chair goes up and down. Spiral handfuckers like Mark Jesus. Hey, don't use.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Hey, you butt-fucking mutant.
There we go.
Lifetime member Chris from Monterey, California.
Hi,
here.
Chris. You've got a very deep voice. I would love to check out your low-hanging balls. I bet you got some real tankers there.
And calling in with a bizarre sex term. And I'm a few months behind on shows, so I hope that nobody stole this yet, unwittingly. It's called the Sandusky.
Wait a second. Do I have that? Wait a second. Bizarre. Oh, here we go. Yes, it's bizarre sex term time.
It's bizarre sex terms on Distorted View.
I don't think I've ever played that one before. Let's try this one.
Professor, Timothy Hitzman.
Here we go. How about this one?
Bizarre sex terms with Tim Henson.
No, I like this. I'm sorry. I haven't done a bizarre sex term jingle in a long time. I think this is the best one.
names.
It's called the Sandusky.
Okay.
So what you do is whenever your girlfriend, well, not yours because you're a faggot, but whenever someone's girlfriend or wife is on their period and you still want to have sex, you take them up into the shower and you lean them up against the wall and just start fucking them and let the blood run down the legs.
Like Sandusky did with the little boy.
Hey, Sam, it's Kyle from Southern California here. I was just sitting on the shitter, right? And I get chronic nosebleeds, childhood injury, hitting the face with a baseball bat. Anyway, but I started, you know, profusely bleeding out of my nose. So I got some toilet paper
and
I
pushed too hard,
putting it on my face, you know, stop the blood. And I got one of those, like, colada or the blood starts to coagulate in your nose, and then, like, I kind of breathed inwards, and it was in my mouth, and it was huge, about the size of a golf ball, just this coagulated mass of blood. And I was
got a
on
blood
toilet,
fart in your throat.
Toilet, and I either got to stand up and, you know, get the shit all over my ass, or I got to, you know, like, sit there with blood in my mouth. So.
No, if you're sitting on the toilet, just spread your legs so there's a hole right in the toilet, and you split your blood, you spit your blood fart into the bowl.
The whole entire time.
God, I really should be a life coach. Some people just don't know how to function.
So, yeah, that was a fun decision.
Common sense, people.
I got up and spit it in the toilet, but...
Oh, and then you got, you know, the shit on your ass got smushed together and you had a messy bottom. Okay. I just spell that out for everyone. It's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD is no God.
How are you going to tell me to just cut my toenail?
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! This one.